Calling in on Ragbri once again this morning, Dan Zerp, brought to you by the Bicycle Station. Good morning, Dan.
Howdy, Gary. Good morning.
Say, now, today's the longest ride. Are you already on the bike?
We are. We're already about 17 miles in. We're just pulling into Armstrong. We stopped. There's a home just on the west side of Armstrong where they've got a cooler with a bunch of lemonade they're serving, and it timed out just right for my phone call, so we wheeled in and had some shade tree here.
All right, we appreciate it. So I have to ask, how was your venture into Minnesota?
I don't think I've ever worked so hard to come back to Iowa, quite honestly, Gary. It was the windiest south wind. Of course, you're riding due south straight into it, and we were 25 to 30 mile an hour gusts, and on a single speed, when you're pedaling, you got to stand up in order to get those cranks turning. And with a guy like me, that makes a bigger sail for the wind. So it was a battle all afternoon yesterday.
Boy, it sounds like it. So what is the worst thing, the heat, the rain, or the wind?
I think most people would agree it's the wind. The heat certainly could be a real bear. I think everybody looked at the rain we got yesterday as refreshing and kind of enjoyable. Certainly if the weather turns really, really bad, that, you know, could create a safety hazard for a lot of people. And there is some severe weather in the forecast for tomorrow afternoon. I've even heard the D word, derecho, being thrown around a little bit. So we're keeping our eye on the weather for tomorrow afternoon. We're talking about leaving extra early in the morning to make sure we get to, get to our end town there in Iowa Falls.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, today we're riding to Forest City. We're almost to Armstrong. We're going to Sweet City, Bancroft, Tatonka, Wooden, Crystal Lake, and then Forest City. And, of course, yesterday, yeah, Minnesota was a lot of fun. Brown Park, the lake is just beautiful. Nice stop to, sit and relax and recover a little bit in the middle of a ride. But it also was a short day, so we took a very leisurely approach and tried to spend some extra time visiting with friends and chatting and talking to the people we've met along the route. So embrace that while we had the time yesterday.
They were in the Radio Iowa News. They were talking about estimating 17,000 to 20,000 people that are on Ragbri this year. That would be about the 28th biggest community in the state of Iowa. So what is it like to be among that humanity?
You know, it's a huge teamwork. You know, everybody's working for the same resources. There's lines everywhere, whether you're waiting for a porta potty or something to eat. And everybody just kind of embraces and accepts that there's going to be lines wherever you go, and everybody's patient together. But, you know, seeing the hospitality of all these towns just completely reminds us every town you go into, reminds you what it's like to live in Iowa, because people are so gracious and so welcoming and bring the fun out for us and make sure that they know, that all the riders know that they're happy that we're here. So it's a lot of fun.
Again, visiting with Dan Zerp. Appreciate the visit with you, Dan. Before you get back on the bike, you're a veteran of Ragbri, but are there still communities that you go into that you have never been before?
Yeah, absolutely. I went to college for a year in Sioux City, but some of this area that's the northern tier of the state, I've never really spent a whole lot of time north of Highway 20. And so this year in particular, I'm getting to check a lot of those towns off my list. I could go through the route map for the year here, and I'd say probably over half of the towns I've never been to. So that does, you know, add something to it. And as I've said before, it is, in my opinion, the very best way to see the state.
I would agree with you there, even though I've never been on Ragbri. I'll live vicariously through you. How's that go, Dan?
I'm just fine with that, and I'll be happy to bring everybody else, you know, listening at home along, too. No problem at all.
We appreciate that. We'll visit with you again tomorrow morning. A safe trip today, okay?
Thank you, Gary. Have a good day.
Again, Dan Zerp on Ragbri, brought to you by the Bicycle Station. Before you hit the bike trails or the open road, make one stop to the Bicycle Station, 218 Main Avenue in the Lyons neighborhood, Clinton. The Bicycle Station features top quality bikes for every member of your family. They even have electric bikes. The Bicycle Station can service that bike sitting in your garage and get it working good as new. They also have the accessories needed to enjoy your ride. So make the right decision by coming to the Bicycle Station in the Lyons neighborhood, Clinton.